Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation. We want to be delivered from our sin and the consequences of whatever that sin will be. We want His salvation. We want to be delivered from the things that we have done wrong. And most of the time, many times we know when we have done something wrong. Listen, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation, and it's the last book of Revelation, chapter 22. And let's see, I think I want to read verse 12 in your hearing. Come on, sheep. I know you want to know, and I want to tell you. I want to be accurate, and I want to read it well. But, you know, I make mistakes all the time. But nonetheless, I'm doing what my Father told me as best as I can. Let's read Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, and until I stop. And behold, I come quickly. Now, who comes quickly? Our Father in heaven, well, His Son, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work. Now, let me read that over for you, sheep, because I read it wrong. But this is Jesus talking, because when I decided that I wanted to surrender my life to my Father in heaven, and not to man or to the devil, about a month later, after I started doing my show, my Father in heaven, Jesus and His Father came. I saw the both of them. But let me show you. He's telling the truth right here. He says, And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Now, He did give me a reward when He come, and I was shocked because all of my life I've been so poor. And I said, It looked like I knew Jesus. I just knew him. I don't know where or how, but I just knew him. And I asked him, let us get out of here before somebody said that. We're stealing. We are stealing. And he said to me, this is your place. And that, when he said that, I remember in the Bible where it says, I think it's John 14, when in my Father's house there are many mansions, and I had one of them. I was shocked. He brought me to this place. He said, he came quickly, and his reward was with him, and he told me that he was going to give me that reward. I was so thankful. I couldn't believe it. But nonetheless, let me read it as it is written here. And hopefully, Father, allow me to read it exactly the way it is written. Verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Did you hear that, sheep? It says, verse 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments. And that's why I tell those children that attend this church regularly, whereas this pastor says he's not going back to teach you all the commandments of the Old Testament. And this is saying right here in verse 14, it says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, tears, and whosoever loveth and mocketh and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. That's going to end my readings of Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 16. Hopefully, you will write those down, write that down, so that you will know that for yourself. Our Father says, well, Jesus sent his angels to the churches, and he tells you that he is the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. But he tells you also, he says, he comes quickly and his reward is with him. That is very true. I have a mansion waiting for me. My Father showed it to me. I was shocked. I have never seen a house like that. It is big and beautiful, and it's all mine. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going to try to get my mansion. Even though Satan comes into my dreams and try to mess with me, and I wake straight up. I woke straight up this last time, and I asked, I said, what shall I do? He was trying to make me do something ungodly. That was the devil. And I'm so glad my Father got him out of there, my dream, quickly. And I stayed up the rest of that day. That was this Thursday morning. I couldn't believe Satan came and attacked me with that type of dream. Now, children, point she, I remember that I had told you that I was going to call you family. So, and that's what I am going to do. I remember stopping off in Deuteronomy, turn their sheets, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 15. Maybe I'll start reading at verse 14, but I want you to turn there. Wow. I'd say a quick prayer and introduce myself. If you want, I ask that you, sheep, will look up towards heaven and you maybe put your hand like your hands together like you're praying to him. You say your prayer. You know what you need. And I will say a prayer too. Pretty much what I usually say. I want to thank our Father in heaven. Oh, Lord, I thank you so much for blessing us, sheep. And I am so thankful for you for giving us good health. Satan tried to take that away from me the week before. Thank you for restoring us to our heritage and giving it back to us, choosing us as your people. Along against all of the races that are on the face of this earth, you have chosen us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you, Father, for giving us our right mind, our good health, and courage to obey your word and doing the things that you have told us to do. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters, too. Thank you for giving us prosperity, even though we are poor and we need many things. But you have shown me the one thing that I really wanted, and that was to go where you are. And as long as I continue in my way of being obedient to you, and I don't care if who knows it, I want to be obedient to you and no one else, not Satan. And I'm thanking you. I just thank you all the time for saving me, because I could have done wrong. I was almost ready to do wrong, but you saved me. Thank you. That's why. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. I'm going to say that prayer in Jesus' name. I'm going to say in Yeshua's name. Although the enemy has given him a name called Jesus, but I want to say it in his name, the name that I have since learned from reading the Bible on my own. Thank you and bless you. I bless you for blessing me. What will I bless you with, Father? I'm just trying to be obedient. Thank you for helping me. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to do what? You're right, sheep. To keep it holy and rest. You have been listening to me. You're so smart. You can find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus chapter 20. And you'll find it in verse 1. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as well as rest. I want you to read. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. That's the only book that I have and that I know of, although I'm hearing there are other books that we can learn from, and such as Enoch's and a couple of other books I heard of. And yes, Big Judah, I listen to you. And I am going to try and find some of these things that you have said, like the Apostle, the, maybe I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but yeah, I listen to you, as well as I listen to the House of Jacob that comes out of Chicago. I listen to you all because you give me good words. But I tell you, I listen to Big Judah mostly all the time, as much as I can. Thank you, Big Judah. You were influencing me in Detroit. I love you for that. And I hope you are telling me the truth. Now, let me ask you, Sheep, turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy that's in the Old Testament. It's spelled D-E-U, Ter, T-E-R, Run, R-O-N, me, O-M-Y. You got it? Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 15. I will start reading from, I think, verse 14. Let me read to you. And now, of course, you know, I make mistakes all the time. But hopefully, I will read okay. I'm not as good as I want to be, but I'm doing what I can. Let's read. But the Lord, your God, walketh in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee, and turn away from you. And let me read verse 14 again. For the Lord your God walketh in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to give you your enemy before you, that he see no unclean thing in you, and return and turn away from you. Verse 15, you shall not deliver unto his master the servant which is escaped from his master unto you. He shall dwell with you, even among you, in that place which he shall choose in one of your cases. Where is like him best? You shall not oppress him. He shall dwell with you, even among you, in the place where he shall choose, in one of your gates, where it lacketh him best. Thou shalt not oppress him. Verse 17, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite. And a sodomite is a person that lacks anal sex or oral sex or I'll think of it word this word that where they like animals. You should not do that. Our Father don't want you to do that. And he's telling you that in this reading. Bestiality, you're not supposed to do that. That's when it came to my mind, that you are not supposed to do that. Of the sons of Israel, thou shalt not bring to hire of a whore or the price of a dog. And of course, you know that the dog is the one that lacks anal sex or oral sex or bestiality. You know, you're not supposed to do that. Into the house of the Lord thy God for any vows, even though both these are an abomination unto the Lord your God. Thou shalt not lend usury, and usury is money at a high interest rate. So you picked up on a new word tonight. That is usury. That's spelled U-S-U-R-Y, and that's high interest to your brother. Don't charge your brother high interest. Usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury unto a stranger. You may lend upon usury, but unto your brother you shall not lend upon usury. He is saying that you can lend to your brother, but don't charge him high interest rate. Do not charge him any usury rate, period. But to a stranger, you may do that. That the Lord your God may bless you in all that you set your hands to do in the land where you go to possess it. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord, you shall not slack to pay it, for the Lord your God will surely require it from you, and it would be a sin in you. But if you shall forbear, that is to keep or withhold to your vow, it shall be no sin unto you. So if you should keep your vow that you made to our Father in heaven, it's no sin to you. You're doing good. And that's what I want your sheep to do, so you can enter into that straight gate. And I know I'm trying my best to enter into the straight gate. The devil has come along and tried to take me through the back gate and everything. And I had to realize that's not our Father in heaven. I was standing in line like, and he's going to make friends with me. Come on, I got a way to show you, he said. It's a quicker way. Nah, I say, nah, I better stay up here. And he just spoke with me until he finally got my attention to follow him. And I was going in the wrong way. But my Father knows, he knew that. He said, how did you get here? In here. And no one knew those other guys. And they were all dressed in white. And I was saying, well, he brought me to, and he wanted me to bow down. I had to bow down on my knee. I wouldn't bow down like I was asking. I knew him, and I'm wondering, why is he telling me to bow down? All of a sudden, he zapped all the energy out of me. I fell on my knee, and he knew me. And he asked him, what is she doing here? He sent me back. I meant to write a book, and I still have it in mind to write it, what happened. But I'm going to tell you, Satan is the accuser. He will come and accuse. He won't do it in your face. He will try and trick you to follow him and disappear when it's time for Jesus or whoever that man was asking me, how did I get in there? And no one knew. And I was ready to say, well, he did it, you know. The one that got stuck me in there, he disappeared. Then I knew I was supposed to stand in that line. And if you any of you are going to heaven and you don't let anyone drag you out of the line that you were in to get into heaven. Don't let anyone talk you out of getting that line. You go and let those men decide for you whether you'll go up to heaven or go to hell. See, the devil was trying to get me in, and then he was telling me to pick the door that was downward. I didn't want to go in that door. I was trying to go in the upward door, and he was telling me to go in the downward door. And my Father saved me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let me start at verse 23 again. Well, let me read verse 22 again for your hearing. But if you shall forbear, that is, keep or to abstain to your vows, it shall be no sin to you. So you keep your vows to your Father in heaven, and don't let none distraction keep you away from doing good, doing the right thing. Satan has tried to get me so many times. It's ridiculous. He tried twice this week. Father, I have surrendered my life to you, period, not to Satan. Make him stop. Well, I will put my breastplate of armor on, and I will try to make him stop myself. But I know I can't do it without you, Jesus. Lord, our Father in heaven. Now, I might mispronounce your name, Father, because I'm used to it. Over 60 years, I've been saying Jesus instead of Yeshua. But and I now sometimes say Father in heaven, but nonetheless, I have surrendered to you, the one that I look up to, and not bow my head down to in prayer. If I bow my head down, verse 23. I'm reading chapter 23, verse 23. That which is gone out of your lips, you shall keep and perform, even a free will offering, according to you. Your vows you have made unto the Lord your God. Now, I read that wrong. Calm down, Father. I'm calming myself down. Let me read verse 23 again. That which is gone out of your lips, you shall keep and perform, even a free will offering, according as you have vowed unto the Lord your God, which you have promised with your mouth. Verse 24, when you cometh into your neighbor's vineyard, then you must eat grapes your fill at that time at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your vessel. Verse 25. Let's see. When you cometh into the standing corn of your neighbor, then you shall may attack, pluck the ears. And what he's saying, pluck the ears, that is break a piece of corn off of with your hand. But you shall not move a sickle unto your neighbor's standing corn. You know, a sickle is like a something that is a sharp thing that cut your corn, that is able to cut your, help you cut your corn. Now, hopefully, sheep, you will, I'm ready to read chapter 24, as much of it as I can. Hopefully, you understood everything that I have read to you. So, you know that our Father does not want you to bring in a whore or daughters of Israel or Sodomite into of your sons into Israel. He tells you that you should not hire them. It's an abomination unto the Lord your God if you do such things. An abomination is disgusted or hated. Our Father hates you when you do that, because it's not disposed, taken out of Israel. You're not to have it in the camp of Israel. And of course, I'm reading because I am an Israel. I'm a true Israel. That's why I ask you sheep to read your Bible. And have you heard? I have told you myself. There is talking about a replacement theology. What is there better than this Bible? I have read to you the Ten Commandments. And if they did not give you the Ten Commandments, where it tells you not to steal, nor to kill, or to take any, be envious of what your neighbor has, and all of the other commandments, no other theology is better than this, than what our Father has given us. He has provided for us. We act like we don't know anything. You go to high school and remember what it tells you. It will tell you about recessive and progressive. You know, you'll learn that you have, and the Bible will tell you, He doesn't want you to give your seed away. That means to have sex with any other nation. You're to have your sex with us, the black women. You are in the book of Ezra, Ezra, that's the Old Testament, chapter 9, verse 2, I think. And if it's not, you can continue reading. It's in the book of Ezra until you find it. You have the Holy Seed. No other nation has the Holy Seed. And it just, I read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. It tells you, out of all the people, nations on the earth, we are chosen. And those people over there have lied and taken our name. They are the children of Satan. Read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, as well as Revelation 3 and 9. Our Father, He knows their work, and He says they are the children of Satan. They have taken our name. You know, what I have learned just from reading up to the book of Deuteronomy, we have been enslaved. At least we are in the 400th year of being enslaved in the United States. I'm telling you, I think it was in Numbers, I read someplace where we had been slaves for 430 years, as well as I know that, and write these down, sheep. I didn't tell you what I wanted you to do. I did introduce myself, but I meant to tell you to have your pencil, paper, and pad, so so that you can jot these references down that I speak to you. I want you to read Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, where it tells, he tells Abram, that his children, and we are his one of his seeds, we are of the tribe of Judah that has been brought over to the United States as slaves. And they will not tell us, but they know this. And if you read, you start finding this out. Read the Bible. Read all of chapter 15, because it tells you that those who enslaved us, we're going to come out. They're going to be fighting against each other the way I see what's going on in the world. Look it up, the things that's going on in the world. I see them fighting for probably this land over here. That's why I ask you, why did Crispus Atticus give up his life for this country? He was a black slave? Nah, maybe he was not. I don't know why Crispus Atticus gave up his life for the United States. He was the first person to die in that war against Rome. Not Rome, with England. United States won its rights from England. And Crispus Atticus gave up his life. Another thing, I want you to read your Bibles too. Christopher Columbus. We have been fooled or tricked long enough. Read Revelation 12, verse 9, where it tells you that we were tricked and fooled of the devil. So, Christopher Columbus, my teacher, who is a German person, told me back in 85 or 84, whenever I was there, he told our class that Christopher Columbus did not land in the United States. Well, first I asked him, where did Christopher Columbus land in Florida? I just knew it was Florida. But it was not. He told us in the class that Christopher Columbus died in the Cayman Islands. He did never make it here. So what they're teaching us a lie. We are going to school learning a lie. I have read to you chapter 24. I have 6 minutes to start reading on chapter 24. Early, I read to you 23, and now I want to start reading to you chapter 24. Let's go. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it came to pass that he finds no favor in his eyes, and it came to pass that she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it to in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hates her and writes her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house, or if the latter means the last person or the second person, if her husband dies, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. if she is defiled, defiled means to be violated or impaired some kind of way, that violated, where that is an abomination before the Lord, then thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord your God has given you for an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free in home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he has taken. No man shall take the heather of the upper millstone to a pledge. The heather is like the lower part of a millstone. You know, a millstone is like a big round wheel that can crush the seeds and the flour for making bread. So a millstone is a big wheel. For he has taken a man's life to pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brothers of the children of Israel and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and you shall put evil away from among you. Verse 8, take heed. Take heed means to pay attention. And the plague of leprosy that thou observe diligently, that you observe diligently and do according to all that the priest, the Levite, shall teach you. I command you, command means to order them, order them, teach you as I command them, as well as you shall observe to do. Remember that the Lord your God delivered. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam by the way. After that, you were come out of the land of, come forth out of Egypt. Excuse me, let me read this. I only have 1 minute left. Let me say a closing prayer. I am stopping at Deuteronomy chapter 24. I will be back with you Tuesday. Remember that. Let's say a closing prayer. Father, thank you so much for keeping us, for protecting us, even in our sleep, from the evil one. The evil one is called Satan, or whatever his name is, his many names, the devil. Thank you also for keeping us away from his hate. Bless us in our coming as well as going. I say this prayer in Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. And remember, saints, in James chapter 4, it says, if it's the Lord's will, I shall be with you. Tuesday at 11 a.m. as well as Friday next week. Oh, Steve, I want you to go to iTunes and Apple Play and do.
Help your children.
It's called high and lifted up.
And don't let them fall.
Not for about a dollar, or maybe $2.
By the side.
I want you to go.
Of the road. To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause He is love, and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.